Suddenly, I heard the swooshing of air with movement. I opened my eyes with a start and nearly had a heart attack. There, in the doorway, gazing at me with her usual inscrutable expression, but with her eyebrows arched higher than I had ever seen them, as much as a quarter of an inch, perhaps, stood Miss Grimes. I think I shouted. I know that in my frantic confusion I hung up the phone with one hand while swiftly trying unsuccessfully to stuff myself back in my pants with the other. I hate to think what shade of red my face was. I stammered. Miss Greenglass just stood there, unmoving, and seemingly unmoved. Look, it was just, you know, phone sex, sort of. Doesn't, count, really, how long? Damn it to hell.
I think, Mr. Walling, Miss Greenglass said, I think I shall take the afternoon off, if you don't mind.
Her voice was even more controlled than usual, as though she was trying to repress something, mirth or anger, I wasn't sure.
I'm sure you won't need me, as you seem to have things well in hand.
Before I could say anything more, she went out again. As she walked away down the hall, I thought I heard the faint sound of not quite stifled laughter. I looked down at my still erect member. It looked up at me. Neither of us was happy.